This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
What's going on, Henrik? My name is Eddie Thomason. I am a youth speaker, basically going around the country. I call myself a hope dealer. So in addition to that, I also help businesses. I help coach them into basically having mentorship built into their organization so they can help with employee retention.
Eddie, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, I love to help other entrepreneurs, right? So my biggest goal is obviously helping people get through challenges and failures that they typically can't get through on their own, right? Or basically just expose them to what's available. I look at myself as a mentor. So a lot of times mentorships allow you to show the entrepreneurs the roadmap so they don't make the same mistakes and things that you have made. So providing them with some type of guidance and direction allows them to get to their success point quicker. So that's something from my perspective where I feel as though entrepreneurs need to have, because obviously, I don't know about you, Henrik, but if you can expedite my success, I definitely want to take that road instead of having to figure it out everything on my own.
For sure. As long as I listen, right?
Exactly.
Eddie, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Henrik, that is a great question, because from my perspective, you look at challenges. I know sometimes people have this mindset of challenges over failures. They want to change the mentality there, but I look at everything as failure. And the reason why I say that is because I think people have this fear of failure where it makes you think that you either have one option. You're standing in the middle of a line and on your left-hand side is fear and on the right-hand side is failure, where I don't think that I don't think it's true. I know it's not true because really how that spectrum looks is you're standing at the end of a line and then you have to go through fear or failure that's in the middle. So you have to go through the failure that's in the middle in order to gain the success. So some of the biggest failures I've had is basically starting some companies and you know, going into debt and not having a whole lot to pay as far as my finances and everything on the other side. But as I started to gain a family and get a wife and now I got two boys, I started to realize like, man, I got to figure out the finance side of things because these people need to eat, right? So I think one of the biggest successes for me was really developing a budget and running my business early on what I call bootstraps and really getting really defined inside of where my money is going and writing it out like Dave Ramsey says, is like a zero-based budget. So then that way I can make sure that my family is always taken care of. And for me, that has been huge because we haven't had to worry about the financial side of things for a couple of years now because of that discipline and learning the finance side and not being afraid to talk about it and actually get help.
Eddie, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
My advice is to continue to grow yourself. I think in today's world, there's a premium on your people skills. So I feel as though obviously if you have a great product, you have a great service or something that you offer, but you have very poor ability to deal with people and help people and have that genuine passion to help others succeed, I think that hurts your business in the long run. So the more that you can develop yourself and develop your ability to communicate with people and to genuinely help people, I think that's going to help you out in the long run and make your business a sustainable venture. Because when you look at the overall aspect of business itself, I like to tell people all the time, I'm in a people business. I'm not in a product-based business. I'm not in a service-based business. I am always in the people business. And the more that you can help people and have that genuine desire to help them succeed and want to listen to them and be vulnerable about where you're at so that true transparency can happen in conversation, I think that is going to be the most important piece to help your business thrive and not just survive throughout the years.
Eddie, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
You can basically head over to eddiethomason.com. That's EDDIETHOMASON. Don't put the P in there. Take that P out. You can find out more information on me, just my background, where I started from, because that alone, I believe in my story, I call myself being a curse breaker. So if for me, I feel as though if you want to get yourself in an environment where you feel as though maybe you're stuck in a certain place, I call that a self-limiting belief. So if you need help just kind of breaking those self-limiting beliefs and getting out of your own way and pursuing a life that you're passionate about living, then definitely head over to that website, as well as connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where I primarily hang out. I'm across all social media platforms. However, LinkedIn is the best place to reach me. That's actually where me and Henrik meet. So I'm excited to connect and definitely develop that network there on LinkedIn.
For sure. It's my most powerful network as well. Yeah. Well, thanks, Eddie.
Definitely. Thank you, Henrik. This was awesome, man. This was, I love what you're doing, and I love the powerful value that you provide in such a short amount of time.
Thanks again. Yeah. Maximum value, shortest amount of time is the end goal, because patience are decreasing and expectations are only increasing, right?
Amen.
So, yeah. Thanks. Thanks again, Eddie.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.